Welcome back to Company Spotlight with Jocelyn. Today's spotlight is Zaful. You may have heard of this popular online store as it is known for affordable bathing suits, dresses, sweaters, and accessories. However, with such low prices and sales all the time, what is the mystery behind this store? This is a question we will dive through today as we break down Zaful and the experience past customers have had. One of Zaful's major sources of profits is their bathing suits. Many purchase them in hopes of finding a cute, trendy style that not only looks good on Instagrams, but even at the actual beach or pool. A major factor in many consumers choosing Zaful is that if a $10 bathing suit doesn't fit perfectly, it's not like you spent a whole paycheck on it. However, with these bathing suits, many concerns can arise for the consumer. These include shipping time, the quality, and the return policy. After reading hundreds of reviews, we'll break down these sections today. Now for a short advertisement. This podcast is brought to you by Sandals Beach Resorts. Experience luxury in some of the best climates and beaches in the world. Don't wait. Book now. Your dream vacation awaits. And we are back. First, let's talk about the quality. This is a large concern for many consumers and one that is extremely important, as you don't want your bathing suit to fall apart or have a defect that means you can't even wear it. The quality for most of their bathing suits differs slightly, but can be given a rating of good. Some require a little adjusting, but for the most part, their bathing suits hold up pretty well, considering the cheap price you're paying. The major issue with this is that their white bathing suits become see-through in the water. Totally not something that anyone would want, so it's important to make sure these pieces are lined. You might even have better luck with a store known for higher quality. Next, shipping times. As Zaful is an online store and many of their clothes are made in countries in Asia, shipping can be a big hassle. The website states it takes 3 to 7 days to prepare the delivery before it actually ships. Then shipping time to Canada is 10 to 25 business days. That is an extremely long time to wait to receive your order, especially if you're in a time crunch. Throughout all the reviews, the consensus was that the shipping is a gamble. Some took 2 weeks, others took over a month. This system for an online store is not desirable, but expected from a company producing cheap clothes across the world. As for standard shipping, the standard price of $4.99 is extremely affordable. Lastly, the return policy. For customers unsatisfied with their order, returning it may seem like the best option. But with Zaful, there are many possible loopholes to prevent you from getting the refund you desire. First, all returns must be approved by their customer service team, which leads to their discretion to agree or disagree with you. Furthermore, there's a 30-day limit to returns, and the shipping returns are at the customer's own expense. This is a giant red flag, as there's a huge possibility that you will not be able to get a return and to get a refund for your unwanted items. With many factors influencing this decision, I've come to the conclusion that Zaful is just not worth all the hassle. Yes, their cheap prices attract consumers, but the process after completing the order can be extremely stressful. The time that it will take for your order to ship is different every time, meaning customers have no idea what to expect. Also, since the return policy can be sketchy, many consumers will choose to only buy a few items in the event that some don't work. In this case, you will probably be sending 1/4 of your purchase on shipping, so it doesn't seem worth it anyway. At the end of the day, order from a trustful website that has a store as well, so you know you're getting exactly what you paid for. Also, with past customer shipping horror stories explaining how they were sent the wrong items, or the fact that their items look nothing like those on the website, you want an honest company. This is something Zaful is not. Even in the past, they have been criticized for stealing bikini photo shoots from Harper's Bazaar. They advertised one of their full pieces with stolen shots from a very different bikini from Free People. With a company intentionally stealing ads and passing them off as their own, makes me think, does Zaful have any integrity to their brand? Customers, be wary. Choose your online stores carefully. And if I were you, I would not recommend buying from Zaful. Cheap prices is what this company chooses to hide behind. How can they even produce items so cheap? What are their labor practices like? What goes on across seas in their factories? All these questions need to be considered the next time you think about online shopping at Zaful. You never know what a company is hiding behind the scenes. Thanks for listening to this Company Spotlight with Jocelyn this week. Stay tuned for next week when we dive into the scary world of SeaWorld.